Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News. Joined this week by Jack Sammons, chairman of the board of the Memphis Airport Authority, Kemp Conrad from the Memphis City Council, and Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News. Let's start with, there are lots to talk about with the airport. I'm going to put you on the spot, Jack. You're relatively new into the chairman job.
Right.
The big headline has been for a year and a half now, the decreased air traffic, especially
right.
from Delta. Do you have any sense of how much farther that's going to fall before it bottoms out, or is it just going to keep falling?
I don't have a crystal ball. I think we're approaching sort of a leveling off. The domestic airline business in America has been contracting for some time. The legacy carriers are focusing on the international trade. Low-cost carriers, on the other hand, Southwest, Allegiant, Spirit, and those type of airlines that tend to focus on fares have had explosive growth in the last decade since 9/11. As one door closes, another door opens. We've been a primary hub for Delta and Northwest before that, and Republic before that, for a generation. The world is changing, and our airport is in the middle of that dynamic. So it's allowed us an opportunity to attract
right.
companies like Southwest, which is coming here August the 11th.
And we'll come back to Southwest, because
sure.
obviously that's real good news, and people have asked for that
right.
as long as I've been in Memphis
yeah.
15, 20 years now.
Sure.
But on the Delta front, people... really visceral reactions to Delta,
right, sure.
you know, be it the businesses who are paying $800 for,
right.
you know, flights, or a family who wants to go see a loved one and they're paying these, you know, what they feel like are ridiculous fees.
Right.
And you hear people saying, you know, Delta's out to get Memphis. Delta doesn't like Memphis. Delta moved Pinnacle in that bankruptcy situation,
yeah.
the subsidiary regional airline out of Memphis. Is that your experience in terms of dealing with executives at Delta, that they
no.
don't care about
yeah,
Memphis?
No, not
okay.
at all. I mean, at the end of the day, in my company, we say we are not a not-for-profit company intentionally. Delta is a for-profit public company that's responsible to their shareholders. When the economy collapsed in 08, all the airlines had to reflect as they were bleeding money left and right, and they tend to run back to their primary hubs. FedEx does the same thing. When markets shrink, they might reduce Greensboro and Indianapolis and other hubs that they have.
For people who aren't familiar, AirTran, bought by Southwest,
right.
they're rebranding, I think, in the
right.
fall, bit by bit, sort of
well,
city by city.
Well, they're in the middle of that now. They're
yeah.
painting airplanes as fast
yeah.
as they
right.
can, and they have leased their 717s, their smaller jets, to Delta, and Delta will replace the CRJs. You don't have enough seats to spread that fuel cost over to make those things efficient, so they're going to be sent to the desert or converted to private jets. Southwest, the beauty of their model is they fly one airplane. The Boeing 737, and there are different models of it, but the 717s that the AirTran has typically flown will be out of here probably
right.
in the next 6 months, and you'll see the Southwest. The bad news is there's no first class on Southwest, there is on AirTran.
Right. Do you have a sense of how quickly it might ramp up?
I do. Their CEO told me rather abruptly one night at dinner, he said, the more you take, the more you'll get. And so it's all about whether or not this community, one, enrolls in their Rapid Rewards program, which is their frequent flyer, and their Chase Bank Visa card, which is an important revenue producer for them. Everybody in Memphis has got a Delta Amex.
Right.
Keep your Amex,
right.
but get you a Visa card
right.
from Chase with Southwest
right.
brand on.
Bill Dries.
Let's talk about something that is not strictly the airport, the Aerotropolis
right.
concept. Kemp, the city council got a look at where that plan is going in terms of formulation, and it got kind of a mixed reception from the council. So where do you think we are on putting some meat on the bones of the Aerotropolis concept?
Well, I think it's making a lot of progress. I think there are a lot of people working hard on it. You know, we talked a lot about passenger service, but you know, the airport is the economic engine, not only of this community, but really of the region. You know, two-thirds of our, you know, call it GCP, gross community product, all economic development, come from our airport, a lot of it driven by FedEx, two-thirds of the jobs. So we've got to get this right. It's a competitive advantage that our community has, but it's kind of been underutilized, underappreciated, and there's never really been a strategy for it.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.